This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Renewed calls for a ceasefire in Gaza after IDF forces killed Hamas's leader in Gaza this week. Yahya Sinwar is described as the mastermind behind the October 7th attacks. President Biden and Germany today calling on Israel and Hamas to finalize a deal. National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby says it creates a new path for talks.
Sinwar was the main obstacle to getting a ceasefire done. Every time his political advisors would negotiate with and through them to come up with a proposal, it would have to get to him. Of course, that took time because of the communications challenges, and then he would just refute it.
Election day, now 18 days away. Kamala Harris and Donald Trump both in the critical swing state of Michigan today, courting undecided voters and shoring up support. In Indiana, opening statements getting underway today in the 2017 killings of two teens in a wooded area in Delphi. The defendant, Richard Allen, is facing double murder charges.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More families in Wisconsin are taking exemptions for routine childhood vaccinations than most other states. The state immunization program says about 85% of Wisconsin kindergarten students are up to date on their measles, mumps, and rubella shots. The national average is closer to 93%. Voting rights groups are ramping up their efforts after young adults in Wisconsin got intimidating text messages about voting. Molly Carmichael is a recent college graduate and a member of the League of Women Voters.
Right off the bat, I was pretty upset because I figured this was also going out to other people, maybe people who have never voted before and are excited to vote this November. And so getting a text like that would certainly be really alarming.
Critics say the intent is to scare young people into not voting. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the Civic Media Newsroom in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris spoke at a rally at UW La Crosse yesterday, one of three stops in Wisconsin as she campaigns ahead of the general election in November. Harris, who spoke in La Crosse back in April before taking the top spot on the presidential ticket, also appeared in Milwaukee and Green Bay on either side of the La Crosse rally. The three stops mark her sixth visit to Wisconsin since the summer, and the first appearances here since speaking on October 3rd in Ripon. The election is November 5th. Tonight is the Wisconsin Senate debate between Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin and Republican challenger Eric Hovde. Both candidates have been making multiple appearances across the state in recent days, with Baldwin in western Wisconsin for several stops early in the week. It is one of the most expensive races for U.S. Senate in the country, with polls showing the race getting closer as November approaches. You can listen to tonight's debate on the free Civic Media app on WMDX and several other stations on the network. For Civic Media News in western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
The Bucks lose in Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost their final preseason game to the Mavericks 109-84. Doc Rivers says it was important for the younger players, like A.J. Johnson, to get in some playing time with their veterans.
I look at A.J. Johnson. He struggled a little bit today. All that is good for him. All the minutes are good. You just have to learn that you're going to play with Dame and Giannis and Brooke and Bobby and Chris Middleton. They all have to learn how to play with stars.
The Bucks season openers next Wednesday night in Philly against the 76ers. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers head to Evanston to play Northwestern tomorrow at 11 a.m. On Sunday, the Packers host the Houston Texans. Rich Bisaccia asked, what is he like about their new veteran kicker, Brandon McManus?
I mean, what's not to like? You know, he's got a lot of skins on the wall. He's been in a lot of pressure situations. He's had kicks in the Super Bowl. He's played in cold weather. He's played in hot weather. You know, he's been successful for a long time. So we're glad we got him right now.
That's Packers special team coordinator Rich Bisaccia with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Bright, blue, beautiful skies all weekend long. As winds continue to stay feisty today, up to 25 miles per hour, it'll shove our highs to the low 70s today and tomorrow. And then we get bumped up to the upper 70s on Sunday. All while fall colors across the state are peaking. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now it's 62 degrees.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. just plead guilty, and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash Bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Carl Sarecki from Door County Trolley. Have you ever lost anybody on one of the tours?
The question really isn't did you lose people or did you gain them? True story, one of our drivers.
So he gets home, picked up a spirit along the tour.
Yeah, he's in bed, and then all of a sudden the treadmill starts up on him.
See, if I were a ghost, I think I would just get liposuction. I don't think I would mess around with cardio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Dom Salvia.
Matt Rothschild subbing in for Dom Salvia on the next show. I'll be joined by firebrand Scott Ross, who's always fun to listen to. I hope you'll tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Eagle 1490 AM.
Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Alba with you on a Friday here. Great day to be with Scott tonight. I believe we're on the air. Lots of things going on. Of course, if you didn't know, the Waukesha station is moving down to Racine, Kenosha. So some wires got to get, but everybody's doing a great job.
Yes, it's a very brief technical difficulty.
Yes, but I think we're on the air now. All right, we're on the air. Doc is here. Doc is not here. All right. How are you, Mr. Zomers?
I'm doing all right. You know, we're all pitching in to make the ship run on time as best we can.
Lots of medication. That's the secret to life. Great to be with you here on a Friday. A couple of notes for you. First of all, our friend Ari Berman, who was on the show yesterday and is in town today. We interviewed him a while back here this morning. He's going to be on a election voting special show. Next Tuesday night, I believe Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, the 22nd, most important thing about it is the birthday of Rob Wheat. That's number one. But secondarily, we're having a special, and it's 2 weeks out from voting.
And the first day of early in-person voting.
First day of early in-person voting. Barack Obama's coming to town. I think he's going to stop by here and talk to us for a while. We wouldn't say no. Don't be a negative Nelly.
Okay, let me rephrase that. To my knowledge, this is not already planned.
Yes, not already planned. So he's in town. So we have this special next Tuesday, and Ari stopped by. We'll have that interview for you on Tuesday night. Talking about voting in Wisconsin. Of course, Ari has this great new book called Minority Rule. I have it in my hot little hands, called The Right Wing Attack on the Will of the People and the Fight to Resist It. By the way, if you're listening on WMDX here in Madison, maybe WRCE in Richland Center, or anywhere else, quite frankly, plenty of time to get in your vehicle and drive into Madison. Ari will be at the Madison Central Library, just a couple of blocks. In fact, I can see the front door of the library from where I'm standing right now. He'll be there from 6 until 7 tonight doing a presentation, a little talk. He'll sign your book if you want to do that. I believe I'm assuming you could probably buy it there as well, but if nothing
else.
That's
what he said, yeah.
Yeah, so they'll have some books here. It is a great read. I highly recommend it. Ari Berman, Minority Rule. You can meet him tonight, get a book signed, and hear his take on Wisconsin elections from 6 until 7 at the Madison Central Library. And then stick around or have your radio with you, or better yet, the Civic Media app. Have that with you on your Android or Apple device, because we'll be broadcasting the 2024 U.S. Senate debate between Democratic incumbent Senator Tammy Baldwin and Republican challenger Eric Hovde. I said that kind of weird. Eric Hovde on tonight.
He's kind of weird, so.
Well, yeah. Tune in for the special pre-debate coverage with myself and Terry Bell tonight on the Civic Media News and Political Team. Listen to the debate right here on Civic Media. Oh, it's presented by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association Foundation.
That is correct.
All right. Very good. Looking forward to that, Terry Bell. I believe Dan Schaefer is going to join us for the post-game show as well. We'll talk about OC Orange County Eric Hovde in just a little while. Coming up later on this show, we have Peter Rapine, managing editor at EPOM's World, with a week in review in hour number two, just after 1:30. Looking forward to that. Peter Rapine, always a great guy, always interesting. So
it'll be a much needed chill way to go into the weekend.
Much needed indeed. Hope you have a great weekend. I hope you have a plans for a great weekend. Now, let's get into it. Yesterday, Vice President Kamala Harris, she may now be eligible for Wisconsin residency with as much time as she is spending here in the Badger State. Did rallies, events in La Crosse, Green Bay, and Milwaukee yesterday. And let me tell you, as the kids say, it was fire or it was lit. What's better, Zalmers, lit or fire?
They're both good. It depends what you're talking about, I guess. Right.
Very good. Here is the highlight for me, by the way. An absolute highlight. It was an impromptu, off-the-cuff remark from the vice president. In La Crosse, MAGA hecklers, a few college kids, MAGA folks, tried to interrupt her while she was speaking about the centrality of the three Trump-appointed Supreme Court justices to overturn the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision that recognized the constitutional right to abortion. And when she started talking about this, these handful of Yahoo kids, Trumpsters, interrupted her. Now, you can tell the quality as someone who spent a lot of time in politics and ran races at various levels. You can always tell the quality of your candidate to some degree by their ability to be impromptu, to read off the script or go off the script. Here's that exchange yesterday in La Crosse.
Oh, you guys are at the wrong rally.
I thought that was fantastic. The crowd goes nuts. No, you guys are at the wrong rally. You guys meant to go to the smaller one down the street, the Trump rally. And you know that Trump's going to hear that is going to drive him absolutely apoplectic.
He's going to comment on it like six times tomorrow, probably, today.
And that's exactly what we want. So that was fantastic. I mean, you know, sometimes it's the stuff you don't plan that ends up being the best. Just look at our show.
Todd's always planning for the show.
Well, but sometimes more than others. All right, well, here's the more serious part of this. Harris went from, I forget the exact order, but she was in La Crosse, Green Bay, and Milwaukee. At the Green Bay rally, I believe in the Resch Center. I'm not sure about that. But she was talking about IVF. And Donald Trump, in vitro fertilization. And of course, under the Project 2025, authored by the Heritage Foundation, many Trump acolytes among them, this is the plan that Trump would use if he got a second term, basically eliminating IVF. And of course, Republicans don't like the truth getting out these days. Oh, no, it wouldn't be us. So Trump's trying to now say it's a lie, that somehow he invented IVF. Or he okayed it. It was due to him that it even exists. Kind of like Al Gore inventing the internet. Here's Harris in Green Bay yesterday.
Couples just trying to grow their family are being cut off in the middle of IVF treatments. They did not want this. And now, I mean, it just gets more unbelievable sometimes. And now the man calls himself the father of IVF. I mean, what does that even mean? and all of that, well, he is the one who, by the way, is responsible for it being at risk in the first place. And what is sadly interesting, I think, is that when you listen to Donald Trump talk, it becomes increasingly clear, I think, he has no idea what he's talking about. When it comes to the health care of women in America.
I thought that was particularly good last night, yesterday. Just tell it the way it is. I mean, if Trump is going to say these ridiculous things that are complete lies, that somehow he invented or is responsible for IVF, Harris has every right to call him out and just say, look, this again, if Joe Biden were saying things, if he were still a candidate, because we saw this earlier in the year, when he might have slipped up unintentionally and had something inaccurate or backwards. Oh my gosh, Biden's mental acuity, he has to step down. Now you have a guy in Trump who's just either making things up or has literally no grasp of reality. Either one is dangerous to have the nuclear codes. Do we have time for the Mark Cuban clip, Summers?
Yes. Not really?
Yes, we do. All right. Mark Cuban, entrepreneur from Shark Tank, part owner now of the Dallas Mavericks, also traveling with the vice president. This is what Mark Cuban had to say on the other big Trump topic, tariffs in La Crosse, Wisconsin, yesterday.
You know, in my career, I've learned a lot about business, including how tariffs work. Now, let me just ask you a question. You all know anybody who doesn't know how tariffs work? All right, I'll give you a hint. That other guy. Now, he has this crazy, crazy, crazy notion that putting a tariff of 60% on every single product imported from China is a good idea. Let me just tell you, this man has so little understanding of tariffs, he thinks that China pays for them. This is the same guy who also thought that Mexico would pay for the wall. So there's no Mexico. Did Mexico pay for that wall?
No.
Hell, no, you said it wrong. Hell no. That's what I'm talking about. You know, we all know that across-the-board tariffs are a tax on everybody. All the major economists have said so. Kamala has talked about it over and over again. But, you know, I'm going to give him a little bit of credit. I honestly think that he used to understand how tariffs work. I mean, back in the 90s and the early 2000s, he was a little bit coherent when he talked about trade policy, and he actually made a little bit of sense. But I don't know what happened to him. The way he's been thinking about tariffs and trade now, something's a little bit lost. And now his trade policies, particularly with tariffs, are basically just gibberish. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mark Cuban, knowing how to work a crowd. Mark Cuban, a guy who came from nothing and is an entrepreneur's entrepreneur worth billions in the tech world in particular, went on to win a world championship with the Dallas Mavericks after he bought that team. You might know him from Shark Tank, of course. He knows what he's talking about. Great to have someone call out Donald Trump here in Wisconsin. More cuts from Wisconsin. Also, the Al Smith dinner. And how did Kamala Harris get tied up with a Saturday Night Live star last night? We'll have the cut. You don't want to miss it. Stay with us. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year.
But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
When it comes to accurate, reliable election information for Wisconsin voters, visit the official site. It's myvote.wi.gov. It's the big cheese, you could say. It's your one-stop source for official Wisconsin election information. Find your polling place, see your sample ballot, make sure your registration is up to date, and more at myvote.wi.gov. Sponsored by Wisconsin Elections Commission, aired by Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Matt Nair on air.
Vice President and Director of Marketing for Versity, Gretchen Jameson, is with us.
When you donate blood, there's a couple of different products, if you will, that your blood can produce. There's whole blood. You can do platelets every 2 weeks. You can be a double red, which is what you do.
Yes. For me personally, whatever I can do to maximize my gift, as you say, is worth it.
So you can go to versity.org and take a look at all the different ways to donate and give.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Matt Nair on air.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on Civic Media. Question off the text line. And apologize for the inconvenience. Another great subscriber, another great viewer to the Todd Allball Show YouTube page asking, Todd, what happened to your YouTube page? I can't find you. It is temporary, I assure you. For right now, you can go to the Civic Media YouTube page and find us there. But I will assure you, by sometime next week, the Todd Allball Show YouTube page will be back on the air. So I'm sorry about that. Something went haywire. We're not sure exactly what, but it shall return. So you can watch this on the Civic Media YouTube page. You can also watch this at the Todd Allball Show on Facebook. You can also watch this right now on Civic Media, on Twitter X. We're trying to get that restored as well. Curious how the closer we get to election, more voices are being silenced. Russians, you know, Chinese listening to us, trying to shut us down. I'm not sure, but I'll assure you that we'll be back on YouTube as the Todd Allball Show next week. But for right now, you can look at the Civic Media YouTube page as well. All right. Want to get to more of these clips from last night or yesterday and last night. Vice President Kamala Harris in Wisconsin in La Crosse. We're going to get to the Al Smith dinner in a minute, by the way. Hilarious stuff. Well, some not so hilarious, but some hilarious stuff. But I want to make sure we get this in because this is a great clip. Vice President Harris in La Crosse. Donald Trump has said in this interview this week that on Fox that he believes there's, quote, an enemy from within, unquote, meaning American citizens. That the threat isn't the Chinese, the threat isn't the Russians. The threat, in Trump's view, are Americans. And he has said he is willing to use the military to tamp down anybody who he feels is a threat, even fellow American citizens. Here's Harris responding in La Crosse last night.
He said he will target and punish those who disagree with him or refuse to bend to his will. He calls these Americans the enemy within and says that he would use the American military to go after American citizens. Journalists whose stories he doesn't like, nonpartisan election officials who refuse to cheat by finding a few extra votes for him. Judges who insist on following the law instead of following him. It is for reasons like these that General Mark Milley, the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Donald Trump's top general, has called Trump, and I quote, fascist to the core. And it is clear Donald Trump is increasingly unstable and unhinged and will stop at nothing to claim unchecked power for himself. He wants to send the military after American citizens. He wants to prevent women from making decisions about their own body. He wants to threaten fundamental freedoms and rights like the freedom to vote, the freedom to be safe from gun violence, to breathe clean air and drink clean water, and the freedom to love who you love openly and with pride.
Crowd really getting into it last night in La Crosse, Wisconsin, as Vice President Harris was there. And just like we saw on the Fox News interview with Brett Baer here day before yesterday, the vice president is not afraid to take it on. Not afraid to take on these lies and misinformation from the Trump world, and not afraid to call Donald Trump out for his own words, saying that Trump did, that there is an, quote, enemy from within, unquote. Saying that he would not rule out using military force against Americans if he doesn't like what they're saying or doing. Never had a candidate like this, by the way, and certainly not in modern times of any major, pardon me, political party. I haven't had a thing to drink, by the way, other than water and coffee, understand? And I'm burping. I'm not sure what that's about.
It'd be like that sometimes.
I know. So meanwhile, across the country last night, sound like Colbert. Meanwhile, the Al Smith dinner out in New York City last night, put on by the Catholic Church. It's a long time tradition. And normally both Republican and Democratic candidates come to this dinner. And as of course, you know, isn't it great? This is an overused line now, in my opinion, but it's for the kids. It's for charity. We'll all come together and beat each other up to raise a lot of money for the kids and for charity. And, you know, the pontiffs, it wasn't the Pope, but I mean the cardinals that get dressed up in a lot of pomp and circumstance. And there's this big black tie dinner. And so usually the candidates get up and tell a couple of jokes on each other. And it's not really supposed to be dark. It's just kind of for, and Jim Gaffigan, CBS News correspondent, and also has been playing Tim Walz on Saturday Night Live, was the host. Not as Tim Walz, but as himself, comedian Jim Gaffigan. So Trump got up and tried to make people laugh. You can be the judge. Here's Donald Trump trying his hand at comedy at the Al Smith dinner.
Looked at me and said, "Don't." Does anybody understand that? Yes. I thought it was actually very good until just now. It was announced this morning that at a funeral yesterday, in a rare moment of clarity, Joe told Barack Hussein Obama that, quote, only a few people got that. Or as Rush Limbaugh used to say, Barack Hussein Obama. Remember, bro? He was a piece of work. We miss him. But as he told Barack Hussein Obama, quote, she's not as strong as me. She's not as strong. Do you understand that? And Obama agreed, saying, that's true. Other than that, I think the Democrats are getting along quite well. Right? Again, nobody got that one.
The fact nobody got that one. That was pretty much how it went last night for Trump at the Al Smith dinner. Nobody got hardly any of his actual jokes, and he blamed his writers this morning on Fox. We'll have that, and yes, we'll have that SNL reunion with Vice President Harris. What she did at the Al Smith dinner last night. Not going to miss it. It's the All Balls Show. Stay tuned right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the talk of La Crosse. Eagle 1490 AM. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
A number of FFA chapters around the state are giving back to farmers and their community this harvest season. A popular way to do it is by delivering lunches to the field. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Friday. We're visiting with one of these chapters today. Waterloo FFA advisor Kennedy Farron and six student members will deliver sandwiches to 15 area farmers over the noon hour today. Kennedy says this is their first year doing it, but the students are looking to expand the program for the next harvest.
Yeah, absolutely. So we kind of started small this year, just being our first year. And so we would love to expand that more next year and then get more kids involved and maybe not take like our school vehicles, but maybe, you know, turn into something where we could take a bus and then take way more kids in the future just to kind of span our area and maybe even take like a whole day of school to do it versus, you know, just a couple hours over the lunch hour. So, yeah, we definitely want to expand it. We're just kind of starting small this year to just kind of get a feel for how it's going to work in the future.
Kennedy Farron is the FFA advisor at Waterloo High School. Just one example of how Wisconsin FFA chapters are giving back to farmers this harvest season by delivering lunches. Stick around. We'll take a look at our midday commodity prices next.
Giving back. It's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Spain and Portugal. That's where we're headed next. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke inviting you to join us April 5th through the 17th for our Ranches and Royal Palaces tour. We'll start in Portugal, where we'll visit a stud farm and witness the process of creating cork. Then on to Spain, where we'll visit an Iberian pig farm and an olive grove. Find out more at holidayvacations.com, keyword Pam, for more information and to watch a travel show. Or call 888-557-1020 for a brochure.
Friday from Chicago, grain markets are moving lower. December corn is down 2.25 cents at 404.5. November soybeans are trading down 4.75 cents at 984 a bushel. Cash wheat is down 18 cents at 571.5. And July 2025 new crop wheat is down 16 cents at 609.5. Overall, Class 3 milk prices are also moving lower. The November contract is down 8 cents, trading at 21.38 a hundredweight, and the December contract is down a nickel at 21.44. If we look ahead to the January 2025 Class 3 milk contract, that is trading up 4 cents at 20.83 a hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Bright, blue, beautiful skies all weekend long. As winds continue to stay feisty today, up to 25 miles per hour, it'll shove our highs to the low 70s today and tomorrow. And then we get bumped up to the upper 70s on Sunday. All while fall colors across the state are peaking. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now it's 62 degrees.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'm joined by Chris Alfheim, candidate for State Senate District 18. We'll be talking about Northeastern Wisconsin politics and why your vote matters.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along on a TGIF Friday. here's the deal. You know what I can't? I just got to be myself. That's the bottom line. I can't. So there you go. TGI, thank you for listening. Welcome back to the show on this beautiful, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's a beautiful day in Wisconsin. Talking about the Al Smith dinner last night out in New York City. Normally attended by both Republican and Democratic candidates for president, but the vice president said, you know what? Wisconsin's a little bit more important to me in terms of winning this election than going to the Al Smith dinner live and telling a couple of jokes. And Trump decided to go and, you know, God bless him for going and sitting there while Jim Gaffigan made fun of him. And we'll have the best line of the night from Jim Gaffigan in a minute, by the way. But you have the Cardinals and you have the Robins and you have, no, I'm just kidding. You have the Catholic Cardinals there and you've got a lot of, you know, religious folks and they're raising money for the kids. You understand? It's for the kids. It's for charity. And that's great. That's great. And they do great work. And so Trump is out there and he bombs. He tries to make jokes and he keeps saying, nobody gets it. Oh, you didn't get that one. Oh, well, okay. And so in true Trump fashion, he appeared on Fox News this morning on the curvy couch. And let's go down to the clip, Zomers, I guess 9, where Trump, of course, not taking any responsibility for bombing last night at the Al Smith dinner. Here's what he said.
Your material was real funny. Who wrote it? Who helped you with it?
Well, I've had a lot of people helping. A couple of people from Fox, actually. I shouldn't say that, but they wrote some jokes. And for the most part, I didn't like any of them. But I got it.
Did you receive some highlights? I think you did great.
Go ahead.
Watch.
Nothing. And he just kind of looks at the screen.
Right. he played. And by the way, I think it's telling that he says he had Fox News people help write the jokes.
But then he says he didn't like any of them, so I think that he just tried to do it on his own.
I don't know who wrote his alleged jokes, but the fact that he bombed in front of, and we know a couple of things that Trump truly does not like, and one of them is being laughed at and made fun of. And you know, I don't think any of us like that, but there's also something called self-deprecation when you can laugh at yourself and realize that, you know, you're kind of quirky. We all are in our own way. And Trump can't do that. He can't have self-deprecating jokes or jokes of any kind. So meanwhile, Vice President Kamala Harris, since she was in Wisconsin, she pre-recorded her comments. And I thought it was brilliant. I've seen a lot of these Al Smith dinners. I thought it was great because she pre-recorded it. And it starts out, I have to kind of set this up because most of you are only going to hear the audio. She starts out, and it's a set that looks like it could be like her office or the White House or the vice president's office. There's an American flag and some bookcases and whatnot behind her. And she starts out, and you see a figure dart across behind her. And then the figure comes back, and the vice president's like, wait a minute, wait, what's going on? And it turns out that it's the incomparable Molly Shannon, actress from Saturday Night Live for so many years, and went on to do her own movie with this character, Mary Catherine Gallagher, longtime running character on Saturday Night Live, who played a Catholic schoolgirl who was a little, you know, quirky. And then she had her own show called Superstar. That's one of her lines, Superstar. And so here we go. Here's the clip now. Here's what they played at the Al Smith dinner from the vice president.
Cool. Sorry.
Hey, what's going on? Who was that?
Oh, sorry, Mary Catherine Gallagher. Mary Catherine Gallagher, it's so nice to meet you.
Very nice to meet you, Mary Catherine. Right now I'm trying to record my speech for tonight's dinner.
Oh, yeah, I know. I just want to say that I'm Catholic, and tonight is one of the biggest dinners next to the Last Supper.
It is a very important dinner, and it's an important tradition that I'm so proud to be a part of.
Sometimes when I get nervous, I stick my fingers under my arms, and I simulate them like that. But that's gross.
So tell me something. I'm giving a speech. Do you have some thoughts about what I might say tonight?
My feelings about what you should say tonight would be best expressed in a monologue from one of my favorite made-for-TV series.
Okay, let's hear it.
Don't you see, man? We need a woman to represent us. A woman brings more heart, more compassion. And think how smart she must be to become a top contender in a field dominated by men. It's time for a woman, bro. And with this woman, we can fly.
What series was that from?
Oh, that's from House of Dragons, now streaming on HBO Max.
Is there anything that you think that maybe I shouldn't bring up tonight?
Well, don't lie. Thou shalt not bear false witness to thy neighbor.
Indeed, especially thy neighbor's election results.
Just so you know, there will be a fact checker there tonight.
Oh, that's great. Who?
Jesus. And maybe don't say anything negative about Catholics.
I would never do that, no matter where I was. That would be like criticizing Detroit in Detroit.
Does it bother you that Trump guy insults you all the time? Because it really bothers my friends and me.
Oh, Mary Catherine, it's very important to always remember you should never let anyone tell you who you are. You tell them who you are.
Haters gonna hate, hate, hate. Shake it off.
Shake it off.
Shake it off.
Shake it off. Good for you, Mary
Catherine.
They're
ready.
Oh, yeah, okay. And also remember one more thing. Don't worry if you make a mistake, because Catholic people are very forgiving. Yeah, and also one last thing I want to tell you. Don't forget to say superstar.
Thank you, Mary Catherine.
Thank you, Mamala.
Thank you. Your eminent and distinguished guest.
This is the serious part.
The Al Smith dinner provides a rare opportunity to set aside partisanship and come together to do some good.
So that went, so. It went on to more the more serious couple of minutes of her just saying, you know, hey, you know, this is a cool event. It raises money. It does a lot of good. I thought it was fantastic. And you have to be of a certain age to remember Mary Catherine Gallagher being a recurring character on Saturday Night Live. But it was fantastic for those of us that remember her.
I don't, but it was so funny.
The look on Sommer's face was priceless.
Was it? I don't know.
I have no idea who this person is, but it was kind of funny. Somebody asked about the Al Smith dinner, according to the always accurate Wikipedia. The Al Smith dinner is an annual white tie dinner, although not everybody last night was in. Trump was actually in black tie.
Black bow tie.
Yes. Exactly. New York City to raise funds for Catholic charities supporting children of various needs in the Archdiocese of New York. Held at New York City's Waldorf Astoria Hotel on the third Tuesday of October, it is hosted by the Archbishop of New York. It is organized by the Alfred E. Smith Memorial Foundation in honor of Al Smith, who grew up in poverty and later became governor of New York four times and was the first Catholic nominated for president by any major party as a Democratic nominee in the 1928 election. So, and it's been over the years, there's been some, here's a sample from the 2000 Al Smith dinner when George W. Bush said, quote, "This is an impressive crowd, the haves and the have-mores. Some people call you the elite. I call you my base." Now, see, there's a guy that can laugh at himself. George W. Bush, right? I mean, he doesn't mind poking good fun at himself. So, you know, that it. I thought it was, I thought the whole bringing Mary Catherine Gallagher in, I thought that was fantastic. But perhaps if we can move forward, Sommers, and clips to 11 here, the Jim Gaffigan clip. This was Jim Gaffigan, who did not hold, Trump was seated, it was to Gaffigan's left, it was Chuck Schumer, then one of the Cardinals, and then Trump, and then Melania. So Trump was just two people from him, and Gaffigan did not hold back. Here's the best line, in my opinion, of the night from Jim Gaffigan as MC.
You know, during the first and only debate, President Trump talked about migrants taking cats and eating them. You know, if you're keeping track at home, this is the second time grabbing a kitty has been part of a campaign issue. You know, I was going to leave that out.
That was his wife sitting next to him. You talked about leaving that out.
I'm so glad he didn't. Also, you know what I have to say about that?
What? There you go. I thought Jim Gaffigan, from what I saw, I didn't see the whole thing, but from the various clips, I thought Jim Gaffigan nailed it last night. And the fact that he didn't hold back with Trump's heated, you know, a couple of people from him. Did you watch any of the Al Smith dinners? Did you hear any of the Harris comments yesterday? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Make it easy on you. 855-75-CIVIC. C-I-V-I-C. I just love these things. You know what it reminds me of? And we don't have many, but the old Dean, you're way too young to remember this, but you can buy them on DVD, actually. I have a couple of them. The old Dean Martin roast, where you had Dean Martin, and then you had a lot of times, different various comedians of the time. Sammy Davis Jr. would make an appearance once in a while, these Dean Martin roasts. And again, it was all for charity, right? It was Don Rickles was always a big star of these things. Don Rickles would come on and make some lewd jokes once in a while. But you had guys like Ronald Reagan, who allowed themselves to be roasted and would laugh at himself until he had tears coming down. And Don Rickles would not hold back. And I don't know. I miss those days when you could make jokes.
Right. Yeah. And I've seen clips of those and they are fantastic. It's really
all good, clean fun, folks. That's what it is. You know, that's what it is.
Having fun at your own expense, realizing we're all human.
Right. Exactly. Did you watch any of this? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. C-I-V-I-C. There was other more serious stuff as well, by the way, this morning. Here's a more serious. We've got time for the public schools clip? Or should we wait till we come back on that? All right, here we go. Here's Trump this morning on Fox verifying what's in Project 2025. If you like a public school, Trump ain't for you.
Anything to do with school choice, also, okay. But also separate from school choice, we're going to take the Department of Education, close it. I'm going to close it. We'll have one person, could be you, if you decide to retire.
Okay, Mr. President, here's what bothers me about that. So let's say you have a liberal city, let's Los Angeles, San Diego, and they just decide we're going to get rid of that history. We got new history. This is America built off the backs of slaves on stolen land. Then and that curriculum comes in.
Then we don't send them money. We would save half of our budget. Okay.
So I think if I'm hearing what they're saying this morning on Fox, let's say a school district starts teaching about America is built on the backs of slaves on stolen land, both of which happen to be true. When Trump says, well, look, we start teaching that crap. They're done. No more money for public schools.
So, yeah, exactly what he and Project 2025 have said they would do, defund anything they don't agree with. Yep, he just reaffirmed it.
Yeah. So folks that are saying, oh, geez, Todd, you're making this all up about Project 2025. Trump has nothing to do with it. I'm not sure I don't know anybody that actually talks like that, but I imagine they talk like that. People get grumpy. There's just a lot of grumpy people, and I get it. But we're with a lot of anxiety out there. I get it. But it's difficult for me to listen to folks who say Project 2025 isn't a real thing. Trump isn't involved. You're making this up. Harris is making this up. And then we literally just heard Donald Trump this morning in his own words, unedited on Fox News, saying he's going to close public schools. That he's going to defund public schools if they start teaching the truth. It is indisputable fact that the United States of America was built on slavery. It is indisputable fact that the United States is built on a country that was taken from indigenous people. And Trump saying if we teach that in our public schools, they're gone. We're still here. Don't go anywhere, at least for now. We'll come on back. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today's tip is skip the extended warranties. Now, I've fallen for this one myself, but after a lot of research, I've figured out that there's a reason the Best Buys and the Apples of the world are so hot to sell these warranties. And it's not because they're going to save you money. These things, whether they're called an extended warranty or a service contract or a protection plan, they are often loaded up with fees and rules, and you will rarely actually need to use them. What I do instead, I have my own warranty fund. Every time I'm tempted by an extended warranty, I put the money I would spend on that into a savings account. I mean, you'd be surprised how fast all that adds up. And now I have money I can use to fix or replace any of my stuff if it does break, with no hidden fees or rules. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube or text money, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285.
The Dom Salvia Show.
And I heard the scientists say the other day that when a man votes for a woman, he actually transitions into a woman.
What Jesse happens Waters. When a woman votes for a man?
Turns into a man.
But that's okay, though.
That's fine.
Yeah, because then she gets control of her body.
Oh.
I see what I did there?
Yeah.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Carl Sarecki from Door County Trolley. Have you ever lost anybody on one of the tours?
The question really isn't did you lose people or did you gain them? True story, one of our drivers.
So he gets home, picked up a Spirit along the tour.
Yeah, he's in bed, and then all of a sudden the treadmill starts up on him.
See, if I were a ghost, I think I would just get liposuction. I don't think I would mess around with cardio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the show. Glad to have you along on a Friday afternoon. Now 9 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. Coming up in hour two, an actual funny guy, Peter Rapine, managing editor of EPOM's World at with a week in review. Now maybe he would say he's personally not that funny, but they compile and capitulate. I'm really not drinking, I promise. I don't know why. I barely had. I don't even.
It's just one of those days.
It wasn't even a pastry. It was like a. I don't even know what to call it.
So yeah, you probably haven't eaten enough.
I haven't eaten enough, and I barely had coffee. I'll tell you. Here's the deal. I should probably say this to hour two. That's what they'll tell me. But I tried. My driver's license expires on Monday. All right. For various assorted and sundry reasons that I won't go into, because look, we all got things in our lives, and Todd, you're no different. I have not been able to get there. And so I went to the Madison Park Street DMV this morning. It was busier than a one-armed guy chopping wood. I mean, it was crazy busy. And so I went through the line. They were very nice. I wanted a real ID, but my passport expired, so I can't get a real ID, which means that, you know, anyway, I won't. It just means you can get through the lines faster sometimes at the airport. We're all going to need them after, like, March of next year. So I said, I'll just take a regular old Wisconsin driver's license renewal. And I sat there, and I sat there. My number was C. 142, now serving at window 7, C-142.
But you never heard that.
I got to C-138, and I had 25 minutes to get here because we had to record our wonderful friend Ari Berman, and so I bailed. So now, and I already got my picture taken, by the way. So now I got to go back after the show, see if my picture is still good, get back in the line, because I'll tell you, and my friends and family who know me will tell you this is correct. Hand to God, if I do not get this today, I'll have a light burned out. I'll make a wrong turn. Something will happen on Monday. I'll get pulled over with an expired driver's license.
Oh, for sure. That's always how it happens.
I've got to get this cleared up this afternoon immediately after the show. I'm not cleared up. I just have to get my new license. So there's the trials and tribulations of Todd for a Friday. Carol here in Madison says, you need some Kringle. We have Kringle. Wow. Like, isn't Chris? No.
No, it's the
bakery product.
Yeah, right. It's right over in her office.
Oh, my gosh. She's amazing. She does it all. She's like that old commercial back, is it the 80s? I can bring home the bacon, fry it up in a pan.
I wouldn't know.
I know. I'm an old man. Thank you, Carol. Yes, maybe during the break I'll get some Kringle. More importantly, talking about this Trump clip from Fox News this morning, confirming what's in Project 2025, saying that he plans to eliminate the United States Department of Public Education. Eliminate it. And went on to say, if there are schools that are teaching the truth, i.e. that the United States was built on the backs of slavery and it is built on stolen land from indigenous people, that we close them down, we get rid of them. So let me ask you this. Do you like your Friday night football games? Lots of people all over Wisconsin, urban towns, rural towns, lots of people going to football games tonight. How about basketball games? Do you like a good school play? How about the band concerts, forensics meets? Do you like the art projects that your kids bring home?
Do you like that your kids can read?
Well, that too. Under Trump, if you teach the truth, gone. How about that? What do you think about these? I mean, and as you know, I'm not making this up because we just played it for you. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. By the way, off the private text line, my friend Kurt, who listening abroad, by the way.
Ooh.
Well, listening abroad. He's a worldly man, that Kurt Kohler. Says, and your passport. Well, that's the problem, Kurt. The problem is, if I had had a valid passport, I could have got my real ID. The problem is, I let my passport expire last year for the first time in like 30 years. Because I'm like, I ain't going anywhere. I've got nowhere to go. Well, it depends on how the election turns out. If it doesn't go well, Todd may need a passport to get out of town. So you're exactly right, Kurt. I got to renew the passport so I can get a real ID. All right, back to the subject at hand. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Michaela from West Bend says, did you know you can renew online? I just did last week. Congratulations, Michaela. You're smarter than a fifth grader, i.e. Todd, because also my friends and family know anytime I try to do anything online is a disaster. So yes, most normal people can renew online. I wanted to get it done in person, but such is life. I'm going to go back after the show. Tyler in Columbia County says they accept birth certificates too. Yes. Thank you, Tyler. Good information. I'm not sure where mine is at. I got to go back to the Richland County Courthouse to dig it up. If you want to talk about Todd's driver's license renewal or the Trump comments from last night, 855-752-4842. Tom in Los Angeles, California. Make it quick, Tom, if you could. What do you got?
Something like a true dictator is. I mean, the difference is between a dictatorship and a democracy. People, you decide. I know I've already voted. I hope everybody gets out to vote. And, you know, makes it so we have Kamala Harris and our democracy still alive for the future. Thank you.
Totally agree, L.A. Tom. Thank you so very much. Matt, listening on WMDX.
We don't have time for that.
No time for Matt? All right. there's time. There's not time. Okay. So we're here. Okay. Give me a Paloma. It's hour number two. Straight ahead. It's the Todd Hallbaugh Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Eagle 1490 AM. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, my guest for Freaky Friday is Racine paranormal investigator Ron Helmick, who brings actual audio footage of a ghost. And it's a bar band Friday night, so Terry Barr stops by.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is,
most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.